I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The top UN humanitarian official in Yemen says Israeli airstrikes hit Yemen's main airport as a civilian Airbus 320 with hundreds of passengers on board was landing this week. Julian Harnais told UN reporters Friday a UN delegation led by the head of the World Health Organization was waiting to leave on Thursday as two Israeli airstrikes hit the airport in the capital. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that officials in Gaza say that Israel has stormed a hospital in the territory's north.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops have stormed Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of the last hospitals operating in the area, and forced many of the staff and patients outside, where they were then forced to remove their clothes in wintry weather. The staff says it has been hit multiple times in the past 3 months by Israeli troops waging an offensive against Hamas fighters in the surrounding neighborhoods. Israel's military says Hamas uses the hospital as a base, a claim which hospital officials deny. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the U.S. apparently is sending more than $1 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine.
Sources tell the Associated Press the U.S. is sending more than $1.25 billion in military aid to Ukraine. They say an official announcement is expected Monday as President Biden attempts to get as much aid to Ukraine as possible before leaving office January 20th. Many U.S. and European leaders worry President-elect Trump won't provide Ukraine with all the weapons funding approved by Congress. The aid package reportedly includes a significant amount of munitions, including for the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems and for the Hawk Air Defense System. Mike Hemp in Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. and Azerbaijani officials have said weapons fire may have brought down an Azerbaijani airliner that crashed on Wednesday, killing 38 people. Statements Friday raised pressure on Russia. Officials in Moscow have said a drone attack was underway in the region, that the Azerbaijan Airlines flight was destined for, but have not addressed statements from aviation experts who blamed the crash on Russian air defenses responding to a Ukrainian attack. The plane was flying from Azerbaijan's capital to Chechnya on Wednesday when it crashed, killing 838 people and leaving all 29 survivors injured. NATO said Friday it would boost its presence in the Baltic Sea after the suspected sabotage this week of an undersea power cable and four internet cables, while alliance member Estonia launched a naval operation to guard a parallel electricity link. More from Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
The seized oil tanker, accused of sabotaging an undersea power cable and four internet cables, now sits off Finland's coast. Finnish investigators said the ship that has been linked to Russia may have caused damage to the cables by dragging its anchor along the seabed, causing a recent outage of the Estlink 2 power cable that connects Finland with Estonia. The Kremlin said Finland's seizure of the ship carrying Russian oil was of little concern to it. But Baltic nations are on high alert. NATO said on Friday it would boost its presence in the Baltic Sea after the suspected sabotage.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump asking the nation's highest court to wait until he takes office to make a decision on a TikTok ban.
Donald Trump's lawyers have submitted an amicus brief saying Trump respectfully requests that the court hold off on allowing a TikTok ban to go through on January 19th. It says Trump is seeking the ability to resolve the issues through political means once he takes office. That's a reversal of his efforts to ban the app during his first term. It's also an example of Trump exerting his influence before he takes office. The Biden administration considers TikTok a security threat because of its Chinese ownership. Arguments are scheduled for January 10th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A top White House official says a ninth U.S. telecoms firm has been confirmed to have been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private text and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.